Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell to Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore they called out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us his innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done it as you pleased." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. You from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week we were talking about authority, right? Authority, that means the power, the right to tell people what is right and what is wrong. We said Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth because Jesus is God. God the Son, through whom and for whom all things were made. He is the King. He is the Mighty One. And when we hear God's word, the word of Christ, we should do what it says. When we do, remember last week we talked about it being like when we build our lives on the rock. When we ignore God's word, though, and disobey it, it's like we're building our lives on the sand. The rains come, the floods come, the winds come, and the house on the sand goes flat. So now we consider Jonah. Jonah heard the word of God. "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it." Get up, Jonah. Get up and go, Jonah. Get up and go to Nineveh, Jonah. Get up and preach my law. Show these people their sins so that they will repent and receive my gift, forgiveness, life, and salvation. But Jonah got up, and he went somewhere else. He actually went in the opposite direction. Nineveh was over there, and he went to Tarshish over there. Sometimes we do that. We hear God commanding us. We hear God's law coming to us, maybe from our parents, or from our teachers, from other authorities, and we hear it and we say, "No, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I want to do." I'm going to do the opposite of what I've been told. Sometimes you do that. Why? Well, sometimes it's because you're nervous. I'm afraid to do what you're telling me to do. Sometimes it's because you don't think you can. You don't know how. How do I do this? I don't know. Sometimes because it's hard work and you think to yourself, I don't like doing hard work. So, no. And sometimes it's just because you're selfish. You don't want what God wants. You want what you want. Why did Jonah disobey? When God told him to go to Nineveh, why did he get up and go to Tarshish? Why? Well, because the people of Nineveh, history tells us, were not very nice people. Their rulers especially were really mean. They hurt people. They were cruel. And Jonah didn't like them. He didn't want to go see them. He didn't want to preach to them, because Jonah knew what you and I know, that God always wants people to repent. He wants them to humble themselves, to confess their sins, and to receive his forgiveness. That's why God was sending Jonah. And Jonah knew it. And that's why Jonah disobeyed. And he went in the other direction. But remember that God is all powerful. All authority belongs to him. And God determined that he just was not going to allow Jonah to disobey him. So instead, God puts the pressure on Jonah. What happens? He gets on the boat, and what happens? Did you hear it? What happens on the boat? A big what comes? Storm. The rains come, the winds come, the waves come, the boat is lurching backward and forward, all of the sailors on board are scared. We're gonna die. Jonah, meanwhile, is sleeping in the boat. They wake him up. Why are you asleep? We're gonna die. And Jonah tells them, well, it's because I serve the God who made the heavens and the earth and everything in them. That's why this storm has come. And the only way that you're going to live is by throwing me overboard. The sailors, of course, don't want to do that. But finally, they have no choice. They throw him overboard. You see the picture. There he is, falling overboard. And then what happens? He's thrown overboard, and what happens? Who knows? Ethan. The whale gobbles him up. Yeah. The big fish comes and swallows Jonah. And that's where the story ends for today. We'll see more tomorrow. Now, truly, God is in control of all things. The fish comes and swallows up Jonah. The sea becomes calm. Notice that God's goal is exactly what Jonah believes it's going to be. He does not want to punish people just to be mean. Oh, yes, there's justice. He's not a pushover. He's not weak. But his goal is that people would listen to him. Listen to him. Confess their sins and receive his mercy. The sailors receive God's mercy. At first they think, we're going to die. And then they throw Jonah overboard and the sea is calm. God is merciful to them. Jonah also receives God's mercy. He doesn't fall into the ocean and simply drown. Instead, the big fish comes and gobbles him up. And amazingly, Jonah is safe. In the belly of that big fish, it says, 3 days. And you receive mercy too. That's why Jesus came. That's why the cross is the center of our lives. Because God desires you to confess your sins and to trust in Jesus, to receive his forgiveness, and then to follow him wherever he goes. Because he is calling you, like he called Jonah, to listen to him. And so be rooted in Christ. We're going to learn more about what happens to Jonah tomorrow. But now, we stand to sing the Te Deum.